USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The problem is the Democrats, you know, when they say we don't want to build, as an example.
President Trump slams Democrats and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi when asked at the White House by reporters about the status of the border wall. The president says no deal unless there's funding to finish it.
She's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work. And we're building the wall right now. I mean, a lot of people don't know that, but we have a lot of wall under construction. We've given out a lot of contracts over the last 3-4 weeks, good contracts. A lot of wall is soon going to be under construction. And we're finishing up design on certain areas, the most important areas, the Rio Grande area and others.
The president will give his State of the Union address Tuesday night, and he's asked about Stacey Abrams, who's giving the Democratic response. She lost the Georgia governor's race to Republican Brian Kemp.
I hope that she does a good job. I mean, I respect her. I don't know her.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
In USA News for your health, a new report estimates nearly half of all the adults living in the U.S. have some form of heart or blood vessel disease. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The dubious medical milestone is mostly due to recent guidelines that did expand how many people have high blood pressure. The American Heart Association saying that more than 121 million American adults had cardiovascular disease in 2016. Though if you take out those with only high blood pressure, it leaves 24 million, or 9% of American adults, who have other forms of disease like heart failure or clogged arteries. High blood pressure, which had long been defined as a top reading of at least 140 or a bottom of 90, was dropped to 130 over 80 under the guidelines adopted in 2017. High blood pressure can raise the risk for heart attacks and strokes and other problems, and only about half of those with the condition have it under control.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Wicked winter weather and freezing cold temperatures continue across the country. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. Crews are still trying to restore power to more than 7,500 customers in seven states. The cold is also freezing fuel lines in planes. FlightAware's Mark Duell.
So far, more than 5,000 flights have been canceled. Once the aircraft and the crews are out of place, it can take about a day or so to get back to normal operations, depending on how bad the disruption is. So even once the weather lifts and improves, there'll still be some flights canceled or delayed.
The very latest now on the chaos in Venezuela. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Demonstrations continue in Venezuela against the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. Sean McFade is professor of strategy at the National Defense University and Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He also has a new book out, The New Rules of War. I had a chance to chat with McFade about what's going on in Venezuela.
What is interesting to me, and this is very new rules of war, Russia, like a week ago, sent in mercenaries secretly into Venezuela to back Maduro. And these aren't just regular mercenaries. Like, we think of mercenaries as villains from Hollywood. This is a group called the Wagner Group. A year ago, the Wagner Group almost killed a bunch of Americans in Syria.
This is USA Radio News.